spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, a big hi and greetings to you. Uncle Buck here with the question of how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Well, this is your invitation to hang on, because I have a lot of great blues coming your way. Eric Gales is the featured artist on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, tracks from his 2025 release. Eric Gales' new album is a tribute to LJK. We'll explain that a little better if you don't know the story. Also, Getting Spins, Geneva Magnus, Warren Haynes, Coco Taylor. Oh, and will you hear this? Dynamo duo with John Lee Hooker and Robert Gray. Our then and now song this week is Jimi Hendrix's Red House. Jimmy, of course, on the then version, and some great guitar picking by Greg Koch on the now track. It's all heading your way on segment one of this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Well, let's get things going. Got a great new 2025 release from the album Kiss the Ring by Dwyer Davis. Also featured on the keyboards and doing a bit of vocaling, Victor Wainwright. Kind of an interesting story that I put together myself, having been in the northern area of Florida and southern area of Georgia for about 16 years. Dwyer Davis from the NASCAR capital of the world, Daytona Beach, Florida. Oh, I would guess the distance up north to be about 150 miles to Savannah, Georgia from Daytona Beach. That is where Victor Wainwright is from. I bet the two have crossed paths several times in their lifetime, but let's get it rolling. Their song is Long Way to Go.
Thank you.
our featured artist for this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. The album, a tribute to LJK, was released digitally on August the 29th. It's not going to be available physically until October the 24th of 2025. But in an interview from Rockin' Blues Muse, they deemed the album as a powerful, moving homage to Eric's late brother, Manuel Gales. LJK, or Little Jimmy King, is the name that Eric Gale's brother, Manuel, performed under as a professional musician. In Eric Gale's tribute album, all the tracks but one are songs that are LJK original. Eric is quoted in the Rock and Blues Muse interview that he wanted to deliver his brother's tunes to the world through his own eyes. He said he wanted the tribute to be badass, and that's exactly how it turned out. In choosing the first track that we're going to feature on the album, a tribute to LJK, I must admit, sometimes I get a little bit out of the box and don't play the same songs that the entire blues world picks out to play, and that just happens to be the case in my first offering from the album. So here is Eric Gales from his album, a tribute to LJK. And by the way, the track also features Christone Kingfish Ingram. Oh, check out Eric Gales and the Kingfish knocking this one out of the park. It's called Rockin' Horse Ride.
Horse ride. Let's see you hoot your girl swing now. Let's see you do your thing. Enough to make a grown man cry. Let's see you rockin' horse ride. Let's see you get on up over here and try my luck. The way you shake it around, baby, it can sure drive a young man crazy. I want a slice of your pie. Let's see you rockin' horse ride. Showed up right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
Gales, our featured artist, is going to be back, of course, in segment two with more tracks from the great album, his tribute to LJK. But I definitely need to STFU and slap some more blues on the turntable at this time. Geneva Magnus is going to kick off this double shot, followed by John Lee Hooker and Robert Cray. A great track from a 1991 album by the King of the Boogie. It's called Mr. Lucky. But here's Geneva Magnus. That's what love will do.
When I see you stroll, I lose my self-control. That's what love will do for you. That's what love will make you do. Oh yeah. Don't matter how hard I fight it, baby, I'm still in love with you. If you're ever in need, there's no limit to what I'll do. I work 8 days a week, bring it home to you. That's what love will do for you. That's what love will make you do. Oh yeah. Don't matter how hard I fight it, baby, I'm still in love with you. Oh yeah. I love you can. When they talk about making love, baby, you're the best. I don't want to brag about you too much, give them as ideas, but I'm trying hard to express myself. Baby, that's the way I feel. That's what love will do for you. That's what love will make you do. Oh, yeah. It don't matter.
Hey, this is Sue Foley, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing that with me?
UncleBUC.com. Got it.
Thank you, love.
Call me with a luck. A bad luck can't do me no harm, harm, harm. Call me, lucky, lucky. Because bad luck can't do me no harm. Yeah, yeah. I woke up early one morning with the lucky was standing by my bed. Got up early one morning, woke up. Mr. Lucky was standing by my bed, by my bed. Yes, he was. That was right. You know what he said? You were born for good luck. Bad luck can do you no harm. Johnny, you were born for good luck. You told me so. Bad luck can do you no harm. No, no, no. Keep your black hat on and a mojo hand. Yeah. I guarantee you'll never go wrong. I believe what you say.
Things I hear quite often on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues from those of you commenting on what you hear, it seems like a lot of you really like Then and Now, our feature that we do every week. Oh, and I bet you're going to like this one too. The Then and Now song this week is Red House, performed back in 1969, 1970. I've read both dates when Jimi Hendrix had a big hit of the song Red House. So without further ado, taking care of the then track of Then and Now, here is Jimi Hendrix and Red House.
Thank you.
Down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues at this time. 2025 was a year that there was a great amount of great blues recorded and released. Warren Haynes is going to kick off this double dose of the blues, followed by Coco Taylor. Her track is from the newly digitally and remastered Crown Jewels album. One of my favorite blues songs, Coco Taylor and I'd Rather Go Blind. But kicking off this double dose of the blues, again from a 2025 release, from Warren Haynes' album, Million Voices Whisper, here is Terrified.
Out in a
terrified. Never felt this way. Terrified. Don't know what to do about it. Terrified. Scared of this feeling inside.
Sun going down. If you like the blues, Uncle Buck's the bomb. Keep on listening to UncleBUC.com.
And most of all, in your sweet embrace. And when the reflection in the glass I held to my lips revealed tears that you saw on my face. Go blind than to see you walk away from me. So you see, I love you so much.
That big old bucket of blues I brought with me is still half full, but we're going to take a little pause for the calls at this time. My producer, Mr. Matt, is in there waving that flag at me, so I better do what he says. J.D. Simo is going to kick off segment two, by the way, a great instrumental called Missy Strut. Eric Gales, of course, our featured artist, is going to be back with a couple of tracks from his tribute to LJK album. Oh, and here's one you don't want to miss. The Fabulous Thunderbirds are going to do a Ray Charles cover. Don't miss that one. Also on board, segment two, is Larry McCrae, the Bone Shakers. And Greg Koch is going to do the now track of our then and now feature, Red House. It's all coming up in segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hi, this is Gina Coleman from Misty Blues, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Uncle BC. .com. That's right. We'll be right back.
bit of great guitar work kicking us into segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, J.D. Simo. Well, I had the privilege of hanging out with J.D. up in Oklahoma City once upon again. J.D., one of those guys that was a musician's musician, came to prominence a couple of years ago on the world stage by doing a great amount of the guitar work in the movie Elvis. How about that? J.D. Simo, great instrumental called Missy Strut. Eric Gales is our featured artist on this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. We've had Eric Gales as our featured artist a couple of times with some great work that he's released. And we're bringing him back again here in 2025. Eric Gales has put out another fantastic album entitled A Tribute to LJK. LJK, Stan, if you missed the explanation up in segment one, LJK stands for Little Jimmy King. That's a professional name that Eric Gales' brother Emmanuel went by in his recording career. Oh, great album, let me tell you, all the tracks but one, Little Jimmy King Creations. The album was produced by Joe Bonamassa and Josh Smith. Those two guys get together, it always ends up being fantastic. Contributors in the album, several tracks featuring Buddy Guy, Christone Kingfish Ingram, of course Jobo, and Josh Smith lend their talents on a track. We're going to be closing the show out, by the way, with that track later on. Also, Roosevelt Collier featured on a track in the album. Kind of amazing, Eric Gales was the youngest of five siblings, and in Eric's own words, everybody in the family played guitar. Manuel Gales, also known as Little Jimmy King, was 10 years older than Eric, and Eric always looked up to him. Well, what a family Eric Gales came from. So let's get into another track from our featured artist, Eric Gales. A little bit of a slow blues, really get down and dirty version. Another one of LJK's tracks that Eric has recorded. It's called Something Inside of Me.
Something inside of me that just won't let me be. There's something inside of me that just won't let me be. My baby's gone and left my heart in misery. I woke up early one morning in my bedroom all alone. In my bedroom all alone. If I don't find my baby, Lord, I wonder where she's gone. Well, my baby's gone, and I declare it's a low down dirty shame. Well, my baby's gone, and I declare it's a low down dirty shame. Since she's been gone, you know my life don't feel the same.
Eric Gale's our featured artist with tracks from his album, A Tribute to LJK. Oh, what an album. We're going to slip another track from the album in to close the show out, as I mentioned a moment ago. It's going to feature Eric Gales, Joe Bonamassa, and Josh Smith. I mentioned a moment ago getting to hang out with J.D. Simo, who kicked us into this session with a great instrumental. I also had the privilege of hanging out with Eric Gales, our featured artist, once upon a time. As a matter of fact, both Eric Gales and J.D. Simo have done a little liners for the show that you might hear from time to time. It is time, though, to go back to back and belly to belly with a double dose of the blues. Oh, a vintage Fabulous Thunderbird track is going to kick off this double dose. It's going to be followed by Larry McCrae, Heartbreak City. But kicking off this double dose of the blues, a live performance by the original Fabulous Thunderbirds, Kim Wilson still on board as the frontman for the Fabulous Thunderbirds. But in this live track, Jimmy Vaughn, one of the co-founders of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, was on board with this live track. And what makes this a rare track, in my opinion, standing by Jimmy Vaughn, doing a little picking on this track, was his little brother, Stevie Ray Vaughan. What about that? Oh my, it doesn't get much better than this, folks. And you put the original Fabulous Thunderbirds with special guest doing some great picking along with his brother Jimmy, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and they're all getting together doing a cover of a great Ray Charles song. What do I say? Put an ear on this one.
Christian Hubbard and Christina, play some drums, right? Yeah, Bobby. Tell your ball, gonna take you back to Arkansas, yeah.
dust on. She can do the butler all night long. Tell me what I say. Hey, hey, hey. Baby, what I say. Everybody now, hey. 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 Oh. Oh. Hey.
Hey, this is Eric Gales, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Yeah, you want to sing it with me? On UncleBUC.com.
Yes, you do. Down here. Heartbreak City. Oh, you ain't it now. Well, I keep thinking about you, babe, every waning minute. Play.
to look out. Here's what he told me. Pretty rough down there in that Heartbreak City.
Our Then and Now song this week is one of the great Jimi Hendrix songs, Red House. Of course, Jimi did the then version up in segment one, but taking on the now track. Ooh, I like the guitar work on this one. It's by none other than Greg Koch. Oh, and does he lay down some talent on the six strings on his version of our Then and Now song, Red House.
There's a red house over yonder. Lord, that's where my baby stays. Lord, there's a red house over yonder. That's where my baby stay here. Well, I ain't been home to see my baby in about 99 it won't have days. I said, I keep on and lock the door. Wait a minute, something's on. I said, the key won't unlock the door. I got a bad feeling that my baby, she don't live here no more. I still got my guitar. Well, they might as well go way back over yonder. Way back across the hill. I guess I might as well go back over yonder. Way back across the hill. Cause if my baby don't love me no more, I know good and well her sister will. Thank you very much, indeed.
Many times when Mr. Matt, our producer, points his finger at the clock, I know it's time to say, well, we got time for two more before we go. And looking down in that big old bucket of blues I brought with me, a couple of great ones there. We're going to slip them up to the top. It's going to be kicked off by another track from the Eric Gales album, a tribute to LJK, and followed up by the Bone Shakers. Their song is I Kick a Brick. But here, kicking off this two-mo before we go, Eric Gales, Joe Bonamassa, Josh Smith, all teamed up on It Takes a Whole Lot of Money.
Hey y'all, this is J.D. Simo coming at you, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Kick for Uncle Buck here, getting to play the blues for you this week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I tell you what else gives me a kick from our listening base here on the show, those of you that send in some comments. Kelvin White down in Australia checked in this week. And several Texans. Sherry Brennan Chapman down in Houston. Chewy Praline, which is also a broadcaster in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, checked in with a good comment. And Dan Taylor, get a whiff of the name of this Texas town, Sand Flat, Texas. How about that? Welcome in, Dan. Also from the Walter Trout Blues Radio Show, Chuck Bednar's checked in. Always good to hear from everyone. By the way, if you haven't followed us on Instagram and our Facebook accounts, please do so. And we are now on TikTok. Check that out. I'm going to be back next week with another big old bucket of blues that I think you're going to like. But in the meantime, Uncle Buck here saying I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.